Welcome to Earnest Contender. I'm Carissa Gray. This week's topic is Drop the Stones. Jesus stuns the hypocrites. Do we have any Pharisees in the house? Join us online this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the weekly Bible chat. Don't miss this good fellowship and friendly conversation. We'll chat about Bible topics and scriptures. You can post praise reports and prayer requests. And for those up to the challenge, test your knowledge with Bible trivia. We look forward to chatting with you this week. Drop the stones. Jesus stuns the hypocrites. Let me tell you about Deacon Pharisee. At a church service I attended years ago, the pastor preached an energetic sermon full of conviction and insight. The message was so powerful, many people in the congregation shouted, "Amen, yes, Lord." One man, however, felt the sermon didn't apply to him at all. Every time the pastor made a good point, the man would shout, "Teach him, pastor. Talk to him." This went on for several minutes, and it was very awkward and hilarious at the same time. Nothing the preacher said convicted the deacon, even though he was preaching about sin and calling for repentance. Finally, the preacher had had enough. He shouted, "I'm talking to you too." The congregation fell silent. I was so tickled I almost fell out of my pew. And at that moment, I had become a Pharisee myself. But I'm not the only one, right? How many of us hear the word, but it doesn't penetrate our hearts? Matthew 7 and 5. "Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." I'm reminded of the scribes and Pharisees who dragged an adulterous woman before Jesus. Now she was ultimately freed, but what happened to them? During this time period, great multitudes had begun to follow Christ because of his many miracles. Early one morning, he went up to the temple, and the crowd sat down to listen to his teaching. No surprise, they were interrupted by Jewish religious leaders who wanted to challenge Jesus on the law and accuse him of blasphemy. John 8:3-12. "And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?" This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go, and sin no more." Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Caught in the act of adultery, this woman was subject to death by stoning. And according to the law, the Pharisees' actions were justified. Now, this is a very familiar story, not only in biblical times, but also today. It's easier to distract from our sins by pointing out the sins in others. Let's focus on the woman's accusers. Consider their reaction to Jesus, whose words pierced their conscience and exposed their hypocrisies. He challenged anyone without sin to throw the first stone. Stunned and convicted, the Pharisees left the scene one by one. Then, instead of condemning the woman, Jesus released her with a command to stop sinning. Now, the problem with the Pharisees is that they dropped the stones but carried their stony hearts away with them. The Lord searches our hearts to see what we treasure. Through Him, the light of truth exposes sin. Many believers continue in sin, pretending to be pious, much like the Pharisees. No one is sinless, so how we hear the word matters. Do we repent or do we walk away? Jesus had warned his disciples to take heed how they hear, explaining the many ways people receive the word. Luke 8:5-8. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bare fruit, and hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." The fruit we bear reveals whether the word has taken root in our hearts. Jesus' words shocked the Pharisees, who were convicted by their conscience. Nevertheless, they left the scene. So how do we know if Jesus' words had a lasting impact? Perhaps his words fell by the wayside, and the devil snatched it from their hearts. Maybe his words fell on rocky hearts and couldn't take root due to temptation. Or maybe his words were choked out by thorny hearts, distracted by worldly cares. How do we know? Well, what kind of fruit did they bear after this scene with Jesus? How do we hear God's word? Here's Jesus' direct warning. Luke 8:18. Take heed therefore how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Unbelievers filter the word of God through temporal knowledge and man-made philosophies. But believers receive the word by faith. Unbelievers underestimate the word, but believers trust that it is inspired by God, inerrant, and infallible. While unbelievers doubt the word, believers cast their cares on Jesus, take up their crosses, and follow him. Thus the word falls on the good ground of believers' hearts, taking root and bearing fruit for the kingdom. And so let's drop the stones. As believers, we should be hearers and doers of the word, repenting of sin and walking in the light. Then we can contend for the faith without becoming Pharisaical stumbling blocks. Let's be true disciples, spreading the gospel of Christ to the glory of the Father. John 8:31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Thank you for tuning in to Earnest Contender. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Please join us at earnestcontender.substack.com for the weekly podcast. You can also find resources on salvation and discipleship. Please share Earnest Contender with your friends and family. May God bless and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.